So we left off yesterday trying to analyze Shittas Rashi. One thing Rashi is focusing on is the fact that in our Sugya, the Flamed Aleph, and the Gochin story, that there's no Kiddin HaGbuah taking place because of pure technical reasons. It's under three Tvachim, and famous Shittas Rashi and all of Shas is that Pachas Gimel Tvachim is not considered to be HaGbuah. We have not scratched the surface. We haven't even mentioned anything about that half of Rashi, but hopefully that's going to come later, probably next week. But we've been focusing primarily on Tosis' objection to Rashi. Forget the Hagbah issue, says Tosis. We have a real Kinyan here, a much better Kinyan, a Kinyan Deraisa, a Kinyan of Yad, derived from the Gittin. And Tosis to one Raya and another Raya, and the Rashi made a third Raya. All this Raya to show us the Kinyan Yad is a very good Kinyan. It's a very strong, very good bona fide Kinyan. What happened to Kinyan Yad? So the Shimon Kubetz has had some kind of a line to defend Rashi by saying that no, this is not a Kinyan Yad. Because ein lemeidim egit ledarcha knias, some vague inequality between all the sugyas in Gittin and the sugya over here. So we had a major machlokes the Gedalia Acharonim yesterday in the Ktzais and the Dvar Avram as to what exactly is the distinction of the Shittas Mekubetzes with Das Rashi. According to the Ktzais, what the Shittas Mekubetzes in Rashi are trying to say is that there's no such thing as a kinyan yad. Yad we find by Gittin, because Gittin is a nesina, not a hakno. This is the Ktzais of Shittasai. And the Dvar Avram said, there is no such shita. Of course, Yad is a kinyan, it works by get, it works by kol tarku, it's not even a shayla. What Rashi meant, what the Shimon Kubetzes meant was, is that Yad works, but not peh, because that's an abnormal way of acquiring things. And in Hilchos Kinyanim, everything has to be kederach haknias. That was the emphasis on the kederach haknias. So it's not that there's no such thing as a kinyan Yad, it's just that kinyan Yad is irrelevant when you're sticking something into your mouth. So that was the breakdown between the Ktzais and the Dvar Avram, the Das, the Shita, the Das, the Rashi. So everybody said, can we shed any light on this machlokes? Do you have any rayas from the Gemara? What exactly is going on? So there is a pivotal Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis, which I already put, even though we didn't get Lamed Aleph from the Beis, yeah, I put that part of the Gemara a little bit on the Marmei Kaimis. The Gemara left Lamed Aleph from the Beis is addressing a braisa that hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time talking about on many, many different levels. Once again, a shocking surprise. Kibbutz Ramanei seems to be entering onto the scene. We thought we said goodbye to it for at least for the long, long week or weekend or whatever you want to call this break, but it's still coming back. In the middle of the sugya of Kibbutz Ramanei, the Gemara quoted this braisa about a guy who's a gain of kiss b'Shabbos. Depending on exactly how he's stealing the kiss, whether Kibbutz Ramanei doesn't apply, is it vasachas, not vasachas. So the Gemara got stuck in one particular scenario of the braisa says, I am a garvi yaitze, potter. That if the guy is dragging the kiss, presumably he didn't actually pick up this wallet that he stole, he's dragging it along the way, so somehow that could, we can finagle a case that qualifies as kibbutz ramanei. It's got the issa misa, the samamun, everything vasach is shown by Yisrael. So the Gemara gets into very, very nitty gritty issues of kinyanim on the Lamed Aleph and Beis, which again, hopefully, Mitzvah Shem will talk much more about. The Gemara wants to know, well, where exactly is this Geneva taking place? Is it in Rosh HaYochid? Is it in Rosh HaRabim? If it's in Rosh HaYochid, then we're running into questions of in Rosh HaYochid. Not so simple. There's no Issa Shabbos. In Rosh HaRabim, there's no Kinyan. And the Gemara is working. Finally, the end of the Gemara, or almost the end of the Gemara, Lamed Aleph from the Beis, Rashi gives us the secret. Rashi, Omar, Kigayin Shetziref Yodol Lamata Mishloisha V'Kibloi. The guy has got his hands underneath three tefachim, and somehow he's kind of acted out. He's somehow dragging the wallet, and he's pushing the wallet into his other hand. His hand is underneath three tefachim, and he shoves it into his other hand. And hocus pocus, everything happened at the same time. What happened? I don't know what happened anywhere. So comes the Gemara and says, no, don't worry about it. That's considered to be an act of carrying on Shabbos. Why? Since Rava told us in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, the parak that we didn't learn last year, the melacha that we didn't learn last year about Hotzah, that even though in Hilchos Shabbos is a klal, that you have to have a hanocha, gabi mokam dar al dar, it's got to be four tvachim by four tvachim to be considered to be a chosheva mokam for hanocha, Yadash Aladim is chashuv lo kedar al dar. So I state in Rava in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, Yadash Aladim constitutes a hanocha. So comes the Gemara says that just as Yadosh Aladim is considered to be Hanocha, to be Chayiv in Shabbos, so too Yadosh Aladim is enough to be considered to be a Kinyan, and therefore the Hanocha is simultaneous with the kinyan, and that's all we need for kinyan drama to kick in. Very, very cryptic Gemara, and daf lamed aleph in the base. Again, we'll talk about this Gemara a little bit more down the line, but we want to extract the following Nakuda. What the Gemara seemed to say is that we're trying to create this kinyan over here. We're looking for this kinyan, and we're not quite sure we have it. But what we do know we have is we have Rava's comment about Hilchos Shabbos. We know that Rava told us that in Hilchos Shabbos purposes, a yad is really, really good. A yad is very, very powerful, plays a powerful role in terms of carrying on Shabbos, to such an extent that Yad HaShaladim is so choshuv, it's considered to be a makom hanocha. Even though the regular rules of hanocha aren't met, it's not a makom dalet al dalet, the hand's pretty small, it's not a dalet, but Yad HaShaladim choshuv lo kedalet al dalet. So comes the Gemara and says, at least the way Rashi reads the Gemara, so just as we find in Hilchos Shabbos, Yad HaShaladim is considered to be a significant thing, it's choshuv lo kedalet al dalet, so too in Parshas HaKinyonim, we're going to let this kinyan take place. We're going to declare that a kinyan took place just by the mere fact that this item is inside your yad. So we're going to call it a kinyan yad. Let's not forget, it's not a kinyan hagbah here, because where is this? It's pachas with gimel. This is Rashi talking, right? So the regular parshas are kinyan with kinyan hagbah is not going to apply. We're going to call it a kinyan yad because in Hilchos Shabbos it's considered to be a yad as a makom chashuv. So there's a lot of trouble with this Gemara. I mean, Tosfos has such problems with this Gemara that they revamped the whole Gemara. And everything we say now, Tosfos doesn't buy into Bechlal. Tosfos already left early for the weekend. Tosfos is gone. According to Tosfos, there's no connection, living or dead, between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kinyanim. So Tosfos is not going to buy into anything we're going to say. But we're working with Shittas Rashi. And Rashi, Laman Alpha of the days, explained this Gemara. Says, Kidarav Diyamarav Yelashon Cheshuva. Even though you didn't really pick it up above three, so it's not really Parshas HaKinyon, it's not really Hagbah according to Rashi, but I don't want to say that with Migo, but we may say that in a moment. Just as it works over here in Hilchos Shabbos to be considered to be somehow Chashivos, so too it's going to work in Parshas Kinyon as well. What's going on? What in the world is the Gemara talking about? So comes the Ktzais and says, I'll tell you exactly what the Gemara is saying. According to Rashi, it reads like a charm. According to Rashi, in Cheshin Mishpat, is there a Kinyan Yad? It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. The only time you ever heard of anything that resembles a Kinyan Yad is in Evan Ezra and Hilchos Gittin, which is not a Kinyan Bechlal, it's an Asina. So there's no such animal called a Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad doesn't exist in Halacha. But listen to this one, says the Ktzais. If you try to make a kinyan yad on Sunday, it ain't going to work. And it ain't going to work on Monday, or on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But you won't believe this one. If you try to make a kinyan yad that just failed you miserably during the Sheshes of Hamasif, if you try to do it on Shabbos, it's going to work. You know why? I have to say the word. I'm afraid to say the word. Migo. Anyone heard of Migo? Migo da have a yad in Shabbos. My hand is usually not significant enough to be a kinyan. There is no parshas a kinyan of kinyan yad 6 days a week. But in Hilchos Shabbos, a hand is so choshev, it's such a significant thing, it could qualify as a hanochas makam dalet al dalet. It could take me to the beis haskila. Well, if it could take me to the beis haskila, then it's good enough to make kinyanim as well. That's pshat the Gemara. Migo dahave kinyan. I'm sorry. Migo dahave yad leinyan Shabbos. Have a yad leinyan kinyan. But outside, without that migo, lohayidvar me'olam. Now says the Ktzais, I admit that this is a rather bizarre concept, and we're mamish mixing apples and oranges. Migo dahave this, the gabi this. But says the Ktzais, v'chein ashkechon b'mechemes harbe. Anyone know where do we find such a thing? What's the first gemara that comes to mind? Migo dahave this, have that. Who remembers? Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, right? Everyone experienced. So this Ktzais, you must have thought of Sukkah right away, right? Migo the Havi Doifin the Gabi Shabbos, Havi Doifin the Gabi Sukkah, Migo the Havi Doifin the Gabi Sukkah, Havi Doifin. The Gemara is a whole pilpul in the first Bracha Masechah Sukkah, which we don't understand what those Gemaras mean, but the Gemara is a whole discussion about certain Hilchos Mechitzos, that a certain Mechitza is really good for Mechitza for Shabbos purposes, and it's not really good for a Mechitza sukkah purposes. But if you build this sukkah and you want to sit in the sukkah on a Tuesday, the sukkah is possible in the Torah. But if you sit in the sukkah on a Shabbos, then the sukkah is kosher. Migo da havi doifin in Shabbos, havi doifin in the sukkah. So there is such a concept of migo da havi this, havi that. It's a far cry to the sugya, Rabbi Isaac. There, it's the same basic halacha, namely, is this considered to be a doifin? Is it considered to be a mechitza? So we have a chiddush in the halacha. If it's a good enough mechitza for one area of halacha, and it's already serving as a mechitza in Hilchos Shabbos, and today is Saturday, then maybe it could work for Hilchos Sukkah. This is an unbelievable jump. This is like running from Arachayim to Cheshem Mishpat. These are different areas of halacha, like Gamrei. So it's a tremendous chiddush. But this is how the Ketzayis was Pshat and Rashi.
Not really a
Kenyan
to
Shabbos. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what it is. Okay? I'm not sure what it is. I mean, you want to say it's a function of Rishuyos. It's not really a function of Kenyan. Okay. Maybe. Say again. I don't know. But Akol Panim says it says what's really happening over here is Kenyan Yad doesn't really exist. There's no such thing. Chutz, maybe Shabbos. If on Shabbos, then you have Kenyan Yad. In case anyone ever asks you a trivia question, when does Cheshem Mishpat change from Tuesday to Shabbos? This is your answer. It's a tremendous chiddush success. But you have to learn this way. Otherwise, there's no such thing as a kid in the eye. No? What does the Avram say? What does the Avram say? Comes to the Avram and says, what? Hilchos Kinyanim change from Tuesday to Shabbos? Shemano davar zeh me'olam. Says the Avram, what the Gemara means is as follows. In theory, there's a Kinyan Yad in Cheshem Mishpat. In theory. In the Chumash, Nosim B'yado, right? In theory, we should derive from Gittin to Mamonis. But we have a problem. There's something that's standing in our way of applying Kinyan Yad in Mamonis. What is it? In Mamonis, we all know, it's not enough just to do a Maisa Kinyan. What does it have to be? It has to be a Maisa Kinyan with a what? Darka B'kach. Remember, if a guy does a hagbah on an elephant, except according to one Tana, if you do a hagbah on an elephant, I picked up the elephant, but you're a meshugarin, you're a nut. Nobody picks up elephants. So since you did a maisa kinyan without a derech kinyan, that's taka no good. So the Gemara in Ksubas, the Flamin Aleph, the basis, taking a step back and saying, wait a second, is putting something into your hands considered to be derech kinyanim? Is that the way I buy something, by putting something into my hands, is that called derech kinyanim? Derech HaKinyanim is to pick something up. Derech HaKinyanim is to drive the car away. Derech HaKinyanim is to drag the animal. It's called Derech HaKinyanim. Just to put something into my hand. I want to give you a present. Just put it into your hand just like that. That's called Derech HaKinyanim. I don't know. Not so fast. Not so simple. That's the issue that the Gemara is discussing in Ksubas Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And we have precedent to say that Derech HaKinyanim is Ma'akev Haraya on Daf Lamed Aleph. Amud Aleph. What fell short? What failed us, according to Dvav Ram's version of the sugya? What failed us? In theory, it should have been a Maisa Kinyan, but it's not because it's lacking in Derech HaKinyanim. What failed us, Rabbi say? Where, what? In the mouth failed us. So maybe one can argue that just as the mouth fails us, even though it should have been a Kinyan Yad, Yad doesn't mean literally Yad, it should have been a Kinyan Yad, Kinyan Haguf should have been a Kinyan Yad, but it fails us because it's lacking in Derech HaKinyanim. Ken Zayin, what else should fail us? What's also not called Derech HaKinyanim? Maybe putting into your open palm is also not called Derech HaKinyanim. Maybe into your hand is also not called Derech HaKinyanim. So that's the Gemara is searching on Daf Lamed Aleph for the days to try to show you, no, it's not true, that putting something into your hand is called Derech HaKinyanim. Why? That's a normal way of holding something. Haraya, what's the proof positive that putting something into your hand is a normal way of holding something? Yechaya for what? Yechaya for Shabbos. It's considered to be Yadah Shaladim Kiilu Makam Dalad Al Dalad. Why does the halacha require Hanacha Dalad Al Dalad? Because if it's not a makam dala dala, who puts it down on the top of a fire hydrant or something? That's not a normal place. You put things down on the table. You put things down on a place where it's going to stand. So we state that it's normal to put something into your hand. You know, we state in Hilchos Shabbos. So just as in Hilchos Shabbos, we could prove from Rava's statement that Yadish Lodim is Chashim Lo Kedala Dalad, you see clear that putting something into a hand is normal. If it's normal, Hilchos Shabbos, then it's normal Hilchos Kinyanim. And therefore, when is it going to work? How many days a week? How many? How many days in a week? All seven. I thought you said, did you say six? Okay, all seven. I thought, unless we checked, there's 7 days in the calendar, okay? Except on Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay, so Rabbi Say, according to the Dvar Avram, the significance of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis is not shepherding and telling us a story. No. Hilchos Kinyanim Cheshem Mishpat changes depending on the day of the week. Not at home. Cheshem Mishpat's the same. Business as usual, all 7 days in a week. It's just that we derive a detail in terms of how to be magdir, whether something is derech hakinyanim, that we can derive from Hilcha Shabbos. And once we have that derivation, we plug it in all 7 days of the week, and that's the din, that Parshas HaKinyanim, it's derech hakinyanim, and Yad HaShalom Kain Alay, and Shalom HaYisrael. That's the Pshat of the Gemara of Lamed Aleph. What is the Shach Matan? What was this comparison to from Shabbos to Kinyanim? Is Pshat that Kinyan doesn't exist, and it's just a quirk of Migo to have a Yad the Gabi Shabbos of a Yad the Gabi Kinyan? Or no, the Shabbos part is just teaching me a definition of Derech HaKinyanim, and Yad works all 7 days a week. Peh Taka doesn't work. Peh never works, because Peh is not Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph is Taka, not Derech HaKinyanim. I don't know.
I'm saying it's completely abnormal. I'm saying just be smart. The way the world is, when I buy something, I think
I
have a hand.
No, no. I buy things, I put it into my hand. Normally, I pick it up, I take it, I put it in my pocket. Just to put something into your hand, just like that, that's called derech hakinyanim. Maybe. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Can't tell.
I didn't know that since hanoch on Shabbos, that's considered.
Because otherwise, it wouldn't qualify as hanoch. Hanoch has to be, what does hanoch need in makom dal al dal? Because that's called derech hanoch. It's got to be a normal way of hanoch. Well, you also see that it's derech. You see, if it wouldn't be derech, then it wouldn't suffice for Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos requires derech also. Derech hanocha. That's called the normal way of putting something. But that's the reason why it's not normal to buy something and putting it into your mouth. You don't usually put things into your mouth unless you're planning on eating them. So here, that's considered to be a normal thing to put something into somebody's hands. The Gemara says that Yada Shel Adam is Kedalad Al Dalad. That's the Lashon HaGemara, right? That's what Rava said. What's the Dalad Dalad? Tfachim, not Amos. Yada Shel Adam is Kedalad Al Dalad Tfachim. I was once in a shul in Bar Park that somebody gets up at the end of Mincha to make an appeal. Regular Tuesday afternoon, gets up to make an appeal. And he makes the following, it was in Yiddish, I didn't catch the entire appeal, but I got the Rosh HaPrachim for the Mamar Chazal. So he starts off by saying, Yishachor Rabbi Samikdash, I can't imitate the accent well enough, Yishachor Rabbi Samikdash, Eila Lekarish Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai, Ela Da'al Ramesha Alocha Bavad. That's how he starts off. And Shteitin Chazal, Yudui Shal Adam, is Kedalad Al Dalad. So he already jumped from Amos to Tvachim, but okay, who's counting, all right? He said, Zaman from the as Eila Lekarish Baruch Hu Ba'ilam El Yadu Shal Adam. So Gzer Shavu. And Yod Shalom, Pesayach Tiftach as Yodcha. The shiel needs money. That was the appeal. Okay. Anyway, good. So the Gemara Super Stuff Lamed Aleph base came to life. Yeah. I don't think I got too much. Yeah. For sure. Okay. Everybody saying this idea that according to the Ktzais, Kinyan Yad does not exist, not on the radar screen, according to Rashi, ever, 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 except for the quirk of Shabbos, but otherwise doesn't exist. Whereas the Baal Plukta of Rashi, of course, is Taisvis. Taisvis Takasha. Hey, what are you talking about? Vinosami Yadaksiv, and that teaches us by get it works, if it works by get, then it's got to work with Torah's Kinyanim, it's got to work with Mamanus also. So according to the Ktzais, we have a major Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis on the board. Does Kinyan Yad exist or not? According to the Dvavram, the Machlokes is much more toned down. But according to the Ktzais, it's a really fundamental, major, major Machlokes. Comes the Ktzais and goes one step further. Comes the Ktzais and says, 99% of the time, it's going to be a moot Machlokes. Why is that? According to Rashi, no, Kinyan Yad doesn't exist, never heard of it. You know, it sounds like a really, really strong sheet, very harsh. But Beinenu, take the sting out of the sheet a little bit. How you can take the sting out? 99% of the time it's going to work anyway. You know why? It's going to be Agma anyway. It's going to be about 3 Tfachim anyway. If I hand you something, I put this marker into your hand, you're kind anyway. So according to Rashi, don't call a kid in Yad. Call a kid in Agma. I didn't do this. You have to pick something up in the air. It's Mugba. Mestama, that's also considered to be Agma. Mestama. Right? So 99.99% of the time, every Kinyan Yad, you want to call a Kinyan Yad according to Taisvitz, you want to call a Kinyan Yad according to Rashi. What's the difference? You're going to be kind of anyway. So why are you making such a fuss? Whether we're calling it a chapinaf kamina, according to Shita's Rashi, below three tefachim, there's no kinyan hazbot, and the male is no kinyan. Okay, so it's not a little bit of kamina, but 99.99% of normal cases, you're going to be kind of anyway. Call it yad, call it hazbot, doesn't make much of a difference. So that's a ktsais melana. It makes a big, big difference. It makes a big difference conceptually, whether you call your particular kinyan a kinyan hazbot, or whether you're calling a particular kinyan a kinyan yad. And I'll tell you why, says the ktsais. And he quotes a maharit. Everyone saw the ktsais? What's a Maharit? Who here is learning Daf Yomi? Nobody? Today's Daf Yomi. Today's Daf, and days in Yivamus. No? Oyed bin Chseger. What? Oyed bin Chseger. What? Yesterday's Daf. Oh yeah, okay, yesterday's Daf, right. Okay, yesterday's Daf, okay. He's on the table. Okay, it was yesterday's Daf, you're right. Okay, so Rabbi Say. Comes the Marit, starts the ball rolling, comes the Ktzais and elaborates upon the following phenomenon. If I make a kinyan on something, I went through the motions of a kinyan, but I wasn't quite even sure, wasn't even aware of exactly what was going on. Is the kinyan chal or not chal? Now again, I'm not screaming I don't want it. If I don't want it, I don't want it. But I wasn't even holding exactly what was happening. But Lemaisa, I went ahead and did a kinyan, and lo and behold, the kinyan was done, but at the time, I wasn't cognizant of the fact that I was being kinyan. Why wasn't I cognizant? I think of a lot of reasons why. Maybe I thought the item was mine all along. Maybe I didn't realize the item was up for sale. Maybe I didn't even realize, I'm half asleep, I didn't even realize I'm doing that. What's the deal? What's the halacha? So, we have a Gemara, famous Gemara in the first Brachah of Masechet Bar Mitzvah. We spent a lot of time on this, Rashi. Chatzei Rishal Adam, Kaino Lashalom Edaitai. That's a din. Chatzei Rishal Adam, Kaino Lashalom Edaitai. What does that mean? I'm sitting, I'm sleeping. I have no idea what's going on. And something ends up, a lost item, Metziah, ends up falling into my chotzer. I'm not being mechavein to be Kaino. But Lamaisa, a kinyan is taking place. A kinyan chotzer. Something lost in Avedis in my Rishos. So comes the Gemara and says, I'm Rios Mechanin, right? Chatzei Rishal Adam, Kaino Lashalom Edaitai. Good. So far, so good. On the other hand, the Gemara Maseches Yevamos on Daf Nun Beis tells us that if you have a ger, and the ger has no yorshim, and he dies, what happens to all his property? Everything's hefker. So nichse ger she'elo she'meis ve'elo yorshim is tantamount to saying it's hefker. So we have a nichse ger she'meis ve'elo yorshim. It's sitting, all his property sitting around, including his house, including his field, his land, everything is there. And I had no idea what's going on. I thought that my land happens to be bordering his land. I wasn't paying attention to the border, and I happened to do a kinyan, a ma'isa kinyan. What's a ma'isa kinyan in Karka? I did a chazak. I did a nechse ager, and when I dug a hole, thinking that it was my property, I did a nechse ager, the chasav shalayhu. I didn't even realize, wasn't even ilal das, that I'm in the other guy's property. And lo and behold, the ger died in the middle of the night. So I did a Maisa Kinyan without being aware that I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan. No. What's it then? What's it then? What's it then? What's it then? Low Kana. Right? What's it then? Low Kana. Yivam is Tafnan Beis. What's the difference between the two? No. What does the Ktzai say? Who saw the Ktzai? What's the difference? No. Wrong with us? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's to put it into terminology? What's the difference in those two kingdoms, between the two sugyas? In one place you need the das, in another place you don't need the das. What's the answer? Oh, one's a maisa kinyan, and one is, it's a matzav. It's in a certain status. It's in a sense happening by itself. The fact that it's in your rishus, the kinyan chotzebit, it's in your rishus. It's not so important that there was a maisa knisa rishus. It happened. Something is in my rishus, the meilam kinyan. It's almost a kinyan memela, kinyan chotzeb. A kinyan chazoka, I have to do a chazok on something, I have to do an action of maisa kinyan. That's one kind of kinyan. Then you have a kinyan chotzeb, which is just memela by default. Something in my rishus belongs to me. Again, assuming that you're willing to sell, or assuming you're not a bialim anymore on it, but there's a davar metziah, davar shalom hefker, sitting in my rishus with me, I'm koine. But you don't require a Maisa Kinyan. It's nikna to be without a Maisa Kinyan. So that makes all the difference in the world. But medvar mamurim, that you require das kinyan. When does the person have to be aware that he's making a kinyan? That's true. When he's doing something, I'm doing a maisa kinyan. I do a maisa without paying attention to what I'm doing. It's happening by itself. It's nothing to do with me. So if I'm doing an act of eidav nechsegi, I'm doing an act of chazoka, but I don't even know, I'm not even aware of what I'm doing. So zok tiktzois, this is nishkin kinyan. That doesn't qualify. That doesn't count as a kinyan. Eidav nechsegi, chazoshloh, lo kanaklum. But when it comes to kinyan chatzir mishalad dem kinyan lo shalom idaitai, so zok the tzais, I'm not doing it anyway. What do you need me for? I'm totally passive. Something is in my rishus. It's nikta to be mamela. I'm sleeping. I have no idea. I'm not doing any mice at all. We don't need my mice. We don't need a das either. That's the issue. That's the difference between the two sugyas. So comes the tzais and says, what would you say about the following shayla? What would you say about something is neither in my rishus, not in my chotzer. On the other hand, I didn't do a maisa. I didn't do a maisa of chazaka. It's betalatolin. It's in my hand. I happen to have an item in my hand. Lo and behold, the davar shel hefker, I'm holding on to. I'm holding on to. It's in my hand. And I'm not even cognizant of the fact that I potentially could be kindness. The davar shel hefker, I didn't even know it was hefker. Chasav shalayhu, I thought it was mine. I lemaisa ended up holding on to it. Can I be kleiner without being aware or not? What's the law? What's the din? No, what does it depend on? Rabbi say, it depends on which kinyan are we coming from. Are we coming from the angle of kinyan yad? Are we coming from the angle of kinyan hagbah? Again, 99.9% of the time, it doesn't make a difference whether Rashi is right or Tais is right. Whether when I pick something up, I'm holding on to something, call it hagbah, call it yad, call it whatever you want, I'm kleiner. No, zaktik tzais, this is going to chap the nafkamina. This is going to be the difference. Why? If you're coming on to it, mitam kinyan hagbah, because according to the Ketzais' version of Rashi, there's no such thing, no such entity, never heard of a kinyan yad. It doesn't exist except for the crazy case on Shabbos, that's the Yetzim in a cloud. There's no such thing called a kinyan yad. The only kinyan that the halacha recognizes is a kinyan hagbah. A kinyan hagbah is a mais hagbah. It's not because it's mamel, it's a mais hagbah. So hagbah is much closer to which model according to Rashi? It's much closer to which Gemara? Yevamis, Dafnan Beis. It's much closer to a kinyan chazaka. It's much closer to a maisa kinyan. So according to Rashi Shita, that there's no such thing as a kinyan yad. 99.9% of the time when I have something in my hand, I'm kind of between kinyan hagbah. Yeah, but by kinyan hagbah, the buck stops here. It requires das kinyan. I have to be aware of it or else it's going to fall short, same way it falls short in Yevamis Dafnan Beis vis-a-vis chazaka. But if you hold like Taisis, that what? No? If you hold like Taisis, no. What does Taisis say? What? So Taisis says it's a kinyan yad. So what does kinyan yad mean? Kinyan yad is much closer to what model? To the model of what? Of chotzer. Guess what? Right? Where did chotzer come from in the first place? Who remembers getting off? Beginning of the 8th parak. Who remembers the first parak of Metziah? What's the whole mark of a kinyan chatzir in the first place? Who remembers? So if chatzir and yad are pretty much on the same page, according to Taisvers, not only in terms of gittin, but in terms of pashas hakinyanim, it's all the same thing. It's the same conceptual type of a kinyan is radically different than hagbah. The conceptual kinyan of yad, according to Taisvers, is the fact that birshusai, it's not a maisa yad, but it's a matzav of being birshusai. Whenever you're dealing with a matzav de kinyan, what's the din? A matzav de kinyan doesn't require das kinyan. The same mechatzei shalom kinyan shalom idaitai. So comes the Ketzais and says, we thought that my nafkamina Rashi and Taisis, we're wasting our time talking about Rashi and Taisis. Who cares whether it's a kinyan yad or a kinyan hagbah? It's all going to be kinyan anyway. You're right, says the Ketzais. 99.99% of the time it's going to be the same. Unless you're lacking das. So what this Ketzais is highlighting is a fundamental yisoid. That the name of the kinyan is not just semantics, but the name of the kinyan is. They're conceptually different kinyanim. Kinyan yad is a kinyan of kinisa b'shusai. Not a maisa kinyan. It's the matzav of being a kinisa b'shusai. Whereas according to, if you're going the root of a kinyan hagbah, that's a maisa kinyan. That's like a chazok. It's a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan requires das. So the Ketzais dug up a taisim of a basra. Those who saw the Mamakovic, they can put taisim on. Dug up a taisim of a basra, Tafnun Beis. But taisim says that just as chatzei, shalom kol, shalom idaito, Hu adin yado kadosh shlomi daita. Taisus made the equation. Says it says good morning. That's Taisus l'shitasam because Taisus baba basa is like Taisus ksubas, like Taisus kedusha, Taisus even all the Taisus and shas who do accept the principle called the kinyan yad. If you accept an independent kinyan called the kinyan yad, then it's in a parasha like chotzer and tachad adin of shlomi daita is going to kick in. So everything is shalom Yisrael. Gevaldik gevaldik ktsais. Noyid ktsais. Of course, this whole ktsais who's sitting by the side and saying, huh? Who? What? What? The Avram saying, Rashi says there's no kinyan yad. I never met such a Rashi. Never heard of such a Rashi. It doesn't exist. But the Ktzais really believed that it was true. Okay? So far, so good. Yeah?
Just to be clear, for Shabbos, it's not a kinyan yad, it's just yad.
It's going to be kinda. If you wonder on Shabbos, is it a Maisa kinyan yad or is it a Kinesel or Shusa? I don't know. I don't know. You want to know, if you're kind of something on Shabbos without Das Kinyan, will it be kind of according to Ktzais?
Was he saying it's a Kinyan yad or just that yad happens to work for... Or did he call it a Kinyan? Is he saying that...
Migo de havi yad legabi Shabbos, havi yad linin kinyan.
It's not a Kinyan yad, it's more just like...
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'll show you. No. This is... Oh, I mean, according to Rashi, but... Right, according to Rashi, below three tefachim was not even her. Well, right, it's nothing. Right. Okay. So far, so good. Everyone with us so far? So again, so we have the Mechilchik Hashib is Rashi and Asugya that said something happened to Kinyan Yad and Asugya. We're not sure why it's missing, either because it doesn't exist ever or because it's Shaloka Derech HaKinyanim. Assuming that it's missing because it doesn't exist, so then how do you read Pshan the Gemara in Tzibbe Zalman Ha'al from the day? So we have two ways of reading the Gemara. Assuming it doesn't exist altogether, so normally you're covered by a Kinyan Agbah, but it makes this Ha'ara that sometimes Kinyan Agbah is not going to be sufficient because it's lacking Das. And again, the Ktzais has opened up our eyes to this idea. Whenever you're looking at a Kinyan, you have to ask yourself, is it a Maisa Kinyan which requires Das to complement it, or is it just a mere Matzav being a Sach Meshusai that would suffice even without Das Kinyan? So far, so good. Rabbi say, we have this running machlokes, the Gedolei Ha'ilim, Gedolei Acharonim, about is there a kinyan yad, the Das Rashi. But one thing up until this point was unheard of for anybody to question the existence of yad. Where? By where? By get. That's like not negotiable. Why is it not negotiable? You can't. I mean, it's almost tantamount to kfira to say that. I mean, we say a lot of things in Ashiya, but even we try to keep within the boundaries. We sometimes get very into hits and excited about things, but I mean, we could disagree with Ktzais, we could disagree with Chaschinich and Rashashes, but we cannot, in this year room at least, we cannot disagree with Pasuk and Chumash. I mean, there's no way anybody could ever dream that Yad's not going to work by a get. I mean, come on, Nasan Biyad is a Pasuk and Chumash. And even if somehow you never got to say for Dvarim, but at least you got to get in the fine Zayin, everybody knows it's the din of Yad by get. Right? Comes a Shit Mekubetzes. In another piece, I put up multiple shittas on the Maamar Kamis, right? Comes a Shit Mekubetzes, got a shittas with me. And throws a curveball of curveballs at us. V'yesh Loimar, says the sheet on the bottom. This is ready, the second sheet. Tisvile l'rashizal. V'yafa gav de l'inyin gek sivinos en biyada. Right? Now, what are we expecting to hear? Because we're thinking in Shita Mekubetzes terminology, we're expecting to hear, don't compare get to kinyanim, either ktzos or dvar avram. Those are one of two options that we're expecting. Shita is going on a different track now. Hainu shema, hainu davka kashemachbir shloshet tvachim in aretz. Did everyone just hear that? He's asking a kasha from a pasuk in chumash. He's saying Rashi in our sugya is clearly telling us there's no such thing as a kinyan yad, right? That's what Rashi is saying. There's no kinyan yad. A kasha from gittin. So we're expecting no gittin is different because gittin is in the scene and not hakna. That's what the last piece said. What's this piece saying? Everyone hear what I just said? No, guys, come on. V'yeshloimah desvili Rashizel. The afagav del inyan get ksivin osin biyada. Shema hainu dafka kashemagbiyah shloshet tfachim in haaretz. What did you say? There's no yad for a get. What we think in yad means, what we think the sinus, yad, whatever we thought yad meant, doesn't exist by gittin either. Where does it say in the Holy Torah that there's a din yad by get? Where does it say? It says v'nosim biyada. You know what that means? That's a code phrase. You know what v'nosim biyada really means? What does it mean? A kid in hagbol. And therefore, says the Shibbuk Kabat says, according to Rashi, who holds, based on the Hidim of Lovot of yesterday, that there's no Hagbah beneath three Tvachim, what's going to follow in Huchas Gittin? It won't be good. If you want to put somebody else on the Gochin, on the floor, your wife's sitting on the floor, and her hand is, according to the Chazanish, just shy of three Tvachim, and you stick the get there, the entire get, Hakol Mikol goes inside her hands, and I thought she's begureshes the gamrei v'nosim miyodiksev. What could be wrong? She begubetzas at kezokt according to Rashi. She's an eishes ish deraisa. There's an issur lo sinof. The children are mamzerim. She's an eishes ish deraisa. You have not yet presented the yetter. You have not yet fulfilled the pasuk of v'nosim miyodah. What? I didn't fulfill v'nosim miyodah until 2 minutes ago. That was untenable. Until 2 minutes ago, we thought. Even according to Rashi, the wildest of wildest dreams, even the concisest version of Rashi, that Yad doesn't exist in Chashem Mishpah, but it exists in Ebenezer. Don't call it a Kinyan Yad, call it an Asina B'yada, call it whatever you want, but it works. And Shidu Kibetzis in this second piece is now backpedaling, saying, V'shema Yeshloimar, that according to Rashi, it doesn't even work by Gittin. There's no such thing as a Kinyan Yad, and no such thing as an Asina B'yada. V'nosa B'yada is a phrase to describe it's got to be Hagbah, and that it's subject to the rules and regulations of Hagbah. Did I make that up? The sheet just said that. Everyone saw that? When you read that sheet, that should have been... I was expecting 30 guys to be attacking me all morning.
Didn't we say that yesterday as the reason that Tosfos had to ask the second question and couldn't just rely?
Yeah, so comes the sheet of Mekubetzes and continues and says, hey, wait a second, it's bad enough, it's hard enough for me to tell you that the Pasuk Chumash V'nosa B'yada, no, that doesn't matter. That's bad enough. But, says the Shita, I'm against the Gemara. Which Gemara? Which Gemara am I against? The Gemara about Gittin Ayin Zayin, about the Kolosa. What did the Gemara say about the Kolosa? What was the case in the basket? Remember, let's chaz it for a second. The Mishnah says you put the get into the woman's basket, so the get is chal, frek the Gemara. What are you talking about? Based on what mechanism? Based on what mechanics is the chal? Based on Caleb? That's why Caleb shalom. That's not a kli. Why? What's the problem? It's not kidding Caleb. Why is it not kidding Caleb? Why? Because it's Baal Zashus. Caleb shalom Mishus Amaycha Lekana, maybe. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not Caleb. It's what? The Gemara made it tight. It's tied to her body, and therefore whatever it's tied is considered to be what? It's considered to be Yada, and it works out to Yada. And where is this kalos exactly? Where does the Gemara make it? Either sitting on the floor, maybe a drop suspended off the floor, but for sure it's beneath what? There's no question if it's kshur apish and a tluy, that means it's mamish sitting on the floor. If it's sitting on the floor, so then it's going to only be kind of bitaras yad. How's that going to work? The Shidu Kibetz just said b'das Rashi that unless a get is put above three tvachim, it's not Hagbah. Because again, Shita just said, V'shem Yishlom Adas Rashi, that V'nasa B'yad means Hagbah. Rashi Shita is B'kol Torah Kula, Kol Shas, Kedushin, here, Irvin, B'vakama, throughout Shas, that you need Hagbah's Gibul Tvachim. What's Pshat Nekemara in Gittin? So it's bad enough to be against the Pasuk in Chumash. It's even worse to be against the Gemara in Gittin of Tafai and Zion. The Pasuk in Chumash we could revamp. We could do a little surgery on V'nasa B'yad means Hagbah. It's a code phrase for Hagbah. What do you do with the Gemara in Gittin of Tafai and Zion? So everyone read the Shita? What does he say? The kalos are shiny. Mishum the havia kli shala. The kanya medin rishusa. What did you say? Didn't the Shibuk Betz just bring back to life what we just rejected? He says, no, you totally missed the boat on the sugif kalosa. Kalosa is kaina mitam wa? Mitam wa? Mitam chotze, mitam wa? What's it called? Caleb, right? Mitam Caleb Shalom Kodalo. I don't understand. Didn't the Gemara just ask 2 seconds earlier? It's not based on Kinyan Kalim, because where is it? It's in the wrong place in Bishus HaMeicher. So what's the Shiva Kibetz is pulling the wool over our eyes, telling us, no, don't bother me with that Gemara in Kalasa Daf Ayin Zayin Gittin. That's talking about Kinyan Kalim. There were Gemara just said it ain't Kinyan Kalim because it's Bishus HaMeicher. So what are you bringing back at Tchias HaMeisim Kinyan Kalim? What's the answer, Rabbi Zay? The Shiva Kibetz learned that Gemara in Gittin radically different from everything we've been saying for the last 24 to 36 hours. We learned the Gemara in Gittin that we thought it was based on Kalev. The Gemara rejected Kalev because the Kli is in the Rishus HaMoicher. And then the Gemara went on to a different Kinyan. What's the other Kinyan? A Kinyan Yad. What was accomplished by tying the basket to her body? What did we try to do? What was the point of making that basket tied to her body? We thought you have to tie the basket to the body because by tying the basket to the body, it's no longer what? It's no longer a Kinyan Kalev. If and when it's tied to the body, we view it like an extension of the body, it's like a kinyan yad. Or a kinyan yad or a nesina biyad, or whatever you want to, slice it. How's the Shita Mekubetzes learning Pshat HaGemara? L'hayu dvarmi ha'ilam. What the Gemara is saying is that there's only one way and one way to make this kalosa to be kinyan. You know how you do it? Based on kinyan of Kalev. Why did the Gemara tie the basket to our body? Not because we're changing teams and creating a new kinyan. We're still stuck in the parasha of kinyan Kalev. What does tying the kalasa to our body accomplish? It means it's no longer a chisaron of what? Of Caleb Shalom B'Shus HaMoicha. Caleb Shalom B'Shus HaMoicha means the husband gives her no right to go start putting down baskets in the middle of town, in the middle of his living room. She has no right to do that, and therefore she's not going to be koina. But if it's tied to her, well, she can't stand in his rishus. They were married until 2 seconds ago. So she has a right to stand in his rishus, and she has a right to have a basket tied to her body in his rishus. What the Gemara is saying, according to Shiva Kibetzes, is radically different than Tosfos. Tosfos brought a raya, and our sugya zetman from Ayin Zayin and Gittin, there's a kinyan yad. Zok to Shiva Kibetzes, zetman nothing from Gittin to Ayin Zayin. You see, nothing at all. The Gemara never said kinyan yad. Vishte kinyan yad. Everyone read the Gemara in Gittin? Everyone saw the Gemara in Gittin? No, nobody saw the Gemara in Gittin. What did the Gemara get? The Gemara said anything about Kinyan Yad? The Gemara said anything about changing teams from Kinyan Kalev to Kinyan Yad? Tosfos made it up. Tosfos and Ksubas put those lines into the Gemara, totally brainwashed all of you to think they were talking about a Kinyan Yad. According to Shiva Kibetzes, they're lohayu dvar me'olam. The Gemara never changed Kinyan Yad, never changed teams. The Gemara starts with Kinyan Kalev and ends with Kinyan Kalev. The only thing that was necessary to do a little bit of repair on the Kinyan Kalev is to tie the basket to our body in order to get around the technicality, that hitch of Kalev Shalada b'makom b'shus ha'moicher. The Gemara said, "Hachom ha'eskid, it's tied to our body." But b'shum pun of oifen did the Gemara mean to switch to kinyan yad? Because kinyan yad doesn't exist. Doesn't exist in kinyanim. Doesn't exist in gittin. There's no such animal called kinyan yad. All there is hagbah, and there ain't no hagbah over here. Everyone's got it? That's the Shita Mekubetzes pshat. When all the dust settles, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, halacha lemaisa. You want to give a get to your wife? How do you give a get to your wife? How do you give it to her? Invoking what kinyan? Kinyan Hagbah. And if you fail in Kinyan Hagbah, then the get's no good in that Torah. Rabbi say, what we have now in front of us is a three-way machloikis harishonim. Three different possibilities in Rishonim as to taich in a pasuk in Chumash. What do the words v'nasa and v'yada mean? What we have here? What do the words v'nasa, what is the significance of this statement? We have the simplest pshat on record is what? Is Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos said, Tosfos brought a raya from Venasan Biyada, there's a Kinyan Yad. So according to Tosfos, what do the words Venasan Biyada mean? Simply what? What? Kinyan Yad. Not what I said it meant. According to Tosfos, when you get to Venasan Biyada, what do you have to have in mind? L'shaim what? L'shaim yichad what? This is kinyan yad. According to Tosfos, when you say those words in Pashkei Seitze, v'nos and v'yada, you are invoking the imagery of kinyan yad, of chashem mishpat, of an ezekol, tarakula. There's a concept called kinyan yad derived from those very words, v'nos and v'yada. According to... on the marker. It'll be good to be able to highlight the differences. According to Rashi, Shita number one, we'll call it. Yesterday, Shir. According to who? According to the Ktosa's version of Shita number one, Shita's Rashi. What is the Torah saying? V'nasim yada? What is the Torah saying? This is a Hakna. There's no such animal called a kenosa get. Who remembers the two rais of Ktzais from yesterday Shia? There's no such thing as a kenosa get, ever. You know why? It happens basically. No, what else? That was Biakorcha. Never such, no such entity called a kenosa get. What is it? V'nosan biyada. It's a nesina liyada. That's what's happening. It's a nesina liyada. We'll just confuse ourselves a little bit. What about Rashi? According to Shita, number one, according to the Dvar of Ram, how do you teach the Nosan Biyada? What is it? Okay, should mix this up with this. No, we wanted that. Okay, what is it? What is it? When all the dust settles, what is it really? Even from the Rashi, right? We had a little issue, it wasn't so normal, we had to touch it up a little bit, we had to size it up a little bit, but at the end of the day, we can breathe a sigh of relief, it's a kinyan. And now, Rabbi said, we have Shita what? Shita number two, which is saying, Nishken kinyan, Nishken esidah liyada. What is it? A kinyan, Hagbah, and according to Rashi, again, it's all with Das Rashi. Number two is with Das Rashi, but everything is with Das Rashi over here. It's a kidin Hagbah, and guess what? To kidin, you also need a kidin Hagbah. Rabbi say, one thing is absolutely crystal clear, Belishim Sofek, that the two dichuyim of the Shita, the two mahalchim of the Shita to defend Rashi from Tosis Kasha, we can't call it a kinyan yad. That's the Zaktzai speaking. It can't be a kinyan yad. It's got to be something else. Gittin's got to be something else. You want to call it a similiyada? That's okay. You want to call it a kinyan yad? That's also okay. Either one is okay, but they're two radically different approaches to Shitas Rashi. Where Gittin fits into the picture in light of Rashi's absence of kinyan yad. The Avraham is sitting here and saying, what absence of kinyan yad? There is a kinyan yad. No, it's Zaktzai. We're back to Zaktzai. We're going back and forth. It's Labot, get Zaktzai, back and forth. But according to Kavna, Kavna's the one. Same thing. According to the Ktzais, we have two different mahalchim how to defend Rashi. Either Shita number one or Shita number two. One is to call Gittin and Nesina Liyada, part of the general picture of Gittin like the Ktzais like. One is to invoke this new imagery called Kinyan Hagbah by Gittin as well. Everyone notice this? Who here in the Shia noticed that these are two different statements of the Shita about this cannot possibly reconcile together? The two Sheba Yeshlami is giving you different mahalchim in Rashi. Who here realized this? You're not in such bad company, Rabbi said. I'll tell you why. And again, I don't know where to go, where to put myself at this point. You know, it's just been a hard week of disagreeing with Gedolei Olam. But Rabbi said, we're going to go. It borders on chutzpah already at this point. I have to make ha'ara, and those who live by Mitzvah with me know how painful this is to me. I can't say I disagree with guys, I just can't say those words. But I have to make ha'ara against the Ktzais. What's my R against the Ktzais? Everybody read through the Ktzais? You have the Ktzais? The Ktzais is quoting his version of Shita number one, right? Hal Shita's Rashi, the Yadu Eino Koine, there's no such thing as a Kinyan Yad. Ela Baruch Baruch Shloshet Tvachim, right? Then he's going into his Kavana story. V'ayin Shita Lukubat says Shita number one. And we know how the Ktzais learned what that means. It means, there's no such thing as a kinyan yad b'chlal. And then he says, Otcham, Kosov, to svirle l'rashi, afagad l'inin gek siv enos b'yada, shem ahenu davka k'shemak b'yash loy shem aretz, v'hai de kalos ha-shayim shem davi ha-kli shalah, v'kayim v'dim nishu so ha-kam l'shono. What did the Ktzais just do? What did Ktzais just do? He just quoted Shita number one, And shita number two, in the same breath, and lump them together. What did he not do? What would we have expected the Ktzelos to say at this point? That they're not the same. They are the same, they're the same vis-a-vis the fact that according to both versions of both Tirutz of the Shita, Rashi denies Kinyan Yad. That is true. But they're Kemerchak Mizrach Mimayrev in terms of how the Sugya is playing out. The first Shita of Kabetzos is learning that what's happening in Gittin, that Ayin Zayin is not Mitam Hadbah, it's not Mitam of Kinyan Kalev. What's happening in Ayin Zayin is Mitam Yad, it's Mitam Nesina Liyada, which is sufficient. Forget, you don't need that to know. All you need is a Nesina Liyada. According to Shita number two, that's not at all what's happening in the Fayin Zion. What my ha'ar, it's not a kasha, because my ha'ar in the Ktzais is that he's quoting both of the Shitas, Mamish Techadei Dibur, putting the Mamish together. That's the same thing, the same shot. The Ktzais is such a medayek in every word of every Rishon, I would have expected the Ktzais at that point to make some kind of a ha'ar on the side to say, what? These are two different Biurim in Das Rashi. It happens to be that for the purposes of our discussion, his discussion is that there's no Kinyan Yad, according to Rashi. There's not that much of a difference between the two. But don't be misled to think that the Sheikh is just repeating himself. He's not Bechlal repeating himself. These are two radically different approaches. So when I first read this Ktzais, and I first read the Ktzais, I said, yeah, you have two statements in the Shita. Both statements in the Shita are saying that Rashi derives Kinyan Yad. And then I looked back and I said, wait a second. Yeah, that's true, but they're not at all saying the same thing about the whole sugya. They're radically disagreeing with how to learn Gittin Defayin Zayin. They're radically disagreeing with how to read a Pshat and a Pasuk Chumash. They're radically different from each other. The Ktzaisa says, the Ayin Sheet, the number one, and Ayin Sheet, number two, and they're all saying the same thing. They're not all saying the same thing, Bechlal not. Again, Ktzais, we're not going to call this a disagreement with the Ktzais. We just call it Ha'ara the Ktzais. If I was writing this, I would have made this Ha'ara. The stomach was so pushed at the Ktzais that he didn't even bother because he didn't need it for his purposes. His purpose was just to show you that Rashi did ask Kinyan Yad, and therefore Rashi disagrees with the Maharit. The Ktzais is the whole Chagad, that was the purpose of what he was writing. But Beinenu, it's a little bit misleading because when you read this Ktzais and you read both Shita Mekubetzes, you walk away thinking that the Shita is saying the same thing in both places, but Chlal not. Kemerach Mizrach Rimayrav between the two Pshat and the Shita. That was just my Ha'ara against the Ktzais. It's not a Kasha, it's a Ha'ara. But even a Ha'ara, you have to shake when you make ha'ara on the Ktzais, because Kol Tarkula was under his pinky. Yeah.
Also, according to the Shita, there still is a Kinyan and Kinyan Hakbah. So it's told you don't need a Kinyan by Kinyan, just in the Sina.
Right. The second sheet is radically against the whole Ktzosis theory about Gittin. Right. I mean, it's very, again, you would have expected the Ktzais to be worried about this. He's worried about everything under the sun. The Ktzais, when he wants to say something, he knows how to say it. One of them expected him to make this Ha'ara, no? Am I right? I don't know. Again, Tachim is my own Ha'ara on the Ktzais. So, basically, getting back to that story. We have four different Biurim, you know, some Biyad, how this is playing out. All revolves around this one guy sitting on the floor trying to eat his chalav in peace. What exactly is happening with Kinyan Yad? What's going on? Basically, we have to go a little bit further. Zog the Heilige Ktzais, the Rashi Shita is there's no such thing as Kinyan Yad, doesn't exist, and therefore Rashi had to go fishing to find what Kinyan? Kinyan Hagbah, and Rashi failed, couldn't find the fish because it was beneath the Mitvachim. That's where everything fails. Kinyan Yad doesn't exist, not on the radio screen. Kinyan Hagbah fails because it's too close to the ground. That's the Shach V'Tayr in the Sugya according to Rashi. Ktzais B'das Rashi. Comes in a Sivus, Bar Plukta the Ktzais, and he says, it's not true. Klal not true. Rashi holds like everybody else. Rashi holds, there's a Kinyan Yad. Of course there's a Kinyan Yad. You know some Yad, of course there's a Kinyan Yad. Rashi never said, Lohayod Ramiel, there's no Rashi anywhere that said there's no Kinyan Yad. Rashi says here, and Rashi says in Kedushin, and Rashi says in Erev, and all over Shas, Rashi says, you need Hagbah's Gimel Tvachim, typically you have a Kinyan Yad. So whereas the Ktzai says, no, Kinyan Yad doesn't exist, the Deceiver says, Kinyan Yad does exist. But not everything that's necessarily in your hand is called a Kinyan Yad. What do I mean by that? Says the Nasivus as follows. I want to make a Kinyan Yad on this wallet. Okay? Imagine my goal is to make Kinyan Yad with this wallet. Am I cutting the wallet with the Kinyan Yad? Look at me carefully. Very carefully. Those guys who don't come to Shiro, I think they're just listening, you're missing the audiovisual component today. Okay? We're not going to load that screen down because when we bring it down, we don't want to bring it back up. So, everybody say, everyone see? For the guys who are not watching, who are listening, the wallet is half in my hand and half out of my hand. I'm not going to do a magic trick right now. I just want to know, Rabbi Sai, am I kind of with the Kinyan Yad? What's the answer? What's the answer? No is not the correct answer. What's the answer? Yes is not the correct answer. Machlokes is not the correct answer. The correct answer is as follows. I have to open up and see what's in here. So a couple of shkolim that I got left in here, which are on this side of my hand, I'm kind of with the Kinyan Yad. A couple of dollars that are in this part of the wallet that just happen to be outside of my what? Of my hand, I'm kind of with the what? Not with the Kinyan Yad. Al zeh ne'emar, what? A Kinyan Hagbo. That's where you need Kinyan Hagbo. Now, let's do it a little bit better, everybody say, okay? Oh, I got to get down on the floor here. All right, within three, we'll take a big shiur chaznish tefachim for this one, okay? Imagine I'm within three tefachim. Can anybody see? Okay, I'm making believe I'm on the floor, all right? All right, I'm within three tefachim. This is the floor, okay? I'm within three tefachim. Am I kind of the wallet or not? Let's make a cheshbin. The part of the wallet that's in my hand, I just got finished saying, is a Kinyan Yad. Rashi holds some Kinyan Yad. Who told us Rashi denies Kinyan Yad? The Ketzos? The Siva Salad disagrees with the Ketzos. That's his job, he disagrees with the Ketzos. So Nesiva says, Vishtayed in Rashi, not kind of the Kinyan Yad. So why did Rashi tell you a story that, well, it's below three tefachim if you're not kind of the Kinyan Yad? Well, who needs Kinyan Yad? Well, if you have Kinyan Yad, what's the answer? What's the answer? Because Kinyan Yad ain't going to work on the entire wallet. It's only going to work on the part that's inside the Yad itself. Whatever's chutz liyad, it's not called the Kinyan Yad. You have to come with the Kinyan Agbo. B'chi Agav, it's not called Agbo because it's within three tefachim. That is Shittas Rashi claims in Nesivas. Unlike the Dvar Avram, who says that Yad's the greatest Kinyan in the world. It's a gavaldik. If it's in your mouth, it's not too good. But Yad is the greatest Kinyan since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And unlike the Ketzos who said Kinyan Yad doesn't exist, never heard of it according to Rashi, Zok the Baal HaNesivis, the Helig HaNesivis, Kinyan Yad exists if you do it right. If it's within the precincts of your hand, that's called the Kinyan Yad. If it's Chutz L'Yadcha, then the best you can come up with is called a Kinyan Hagbah. You're in the Pasha Kinyan Hagbah, then you better start to figure out whether you win three Tefachim or not. That's the Nesivis. Wow.
So you would be Koneh B'Chela, that's
Kinyan. That's right. Gets really, really tricky. Gets really tricky here. It's really, really tricky. Okay? Comes Rabbi Kivega, contemporary of the Nesivis, contemporary of the Ketzos. It's an interesting door. Somebody said to me, I don't know who said that, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent an unbelievable chokhmah into the world at that kufa, late 1700s, early 1800s. It came down in different ways. So it came down to create the Industrial Revolution, all the stuff that was starting, the whole world, the whole new way of thinking of things, in the end of the 1700s, early 1800s. And Alhamdulillah also came down in Chachmas HaTorah also. He had a whole new Mahalach. The Tzais was a breakthrough kind of a Mahalach. The Kivega had certain breakthroughs. These were the forerunners that we would call, Ar Mahalach in terms of, what eventually became the Brisker Mahalach. So these are already the ancestors to that Mahalach. So it comes Rabbi Kivega and says, almost identical, me atzman. Says in the Tshuva, like the Baal HaNesivis, that 100% true. That there's a difference fundamentally between Hagbah versus Yad. Yad is only what's inside the hand per se. Hagbah is whatever's mugba mimcha, but it's in the hand, out of the hand. That's all called Hagbah. My nafkamina, Zakir Mikveh, okay, he wasn't writing Samash Tikkul Torah, he was writing a Tshuva Halacha Maisa. Comes Rabbi Kivega, who's got a piece of paper that they want to volunteer for this? It could be a scrap paper, it doesn't have to be a good piece of paper. Okay? Comes Rabbi Kivega with the following Chumrah. Okay? I need someone who wants to get divorced here. Okay? Alright? Okay. Good. There's nothing on this paper, okay? Now he wrote on it, Harem Mutes Chalodom. Says Rabbi Kivega, that's a get. And also be other. Says Rabbi Kivega, same text. Say him, please. That's not a get. You know why? Only the lines in between is the get, not the top, not the bottom, because it's not the other. It's mugba, it's not the other. And what does it say in the Chumash? Finasi bi yada. This is about as diametrically opposed as you can get to who? To Shita number two. Remember, Shita number two said, Finasi bi yada doesn't mean yad, because we've never heard of yad. It must be hagba. Says Rabbi Kivega, no, the exact opposite. That yad means yad, and since the Nesivus is right, that only what's inside your hands is called the yad, what's chutz liyadcha is not called the yad, it's only called hagba, and lo shamanu davazem e'aylam, that hagba should be acceptable for a get. V'nosu biyodiksiv, v'lo mugba biyodiksiv. So, when you write a get, and only half it's in her hands, and half is out of her hands, so you got to open up the get afterwards and see, what part was in her hands? The names were outside of her hands. That's a big problem. Harebu tells the Chalodom was outside of her hands. That's a very, very big problem. There's nothing in there. V'dein, devi, lechi, minoi, get, teruchin. I don't know what's in there. You got a big problem. Big, 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 big problem. So therefore, this is the source of Kveig's famous, famous Chum and Nuchas Gittin. When you give a get, we spoke about this in the first Brech of Mitzvah, when you give a get, you better make sure that this get is folded up into every possibility and inside of her hands. And one iota of this get is outside, you're running into a risk of a shav deraisa about the get. Kveig is famous, famous chumrah. Says the Nesivus, Kveig is lumdus is 100% right. That again, this Nesivus said it originally. He was the same time as Kveig. He said this lumdus bedas Rashi. That taka, what's inside the hands is the yad, what's outside the hands is the hagba. But Rabbi Kivega's conclusion is 100% wrong. 100% not right. Nice aloshin, aloshin nikia. What's not right about it? Zokta Nesivus in the Sefer Teres Gittin, his parish on Ebenezer Ezer and Huchas Gittin. Rabbi Kivega's lumdus is 100% right. What's chutz liyadbeich is not called the kidin yad, it's called the kidin hagba. But what do I disagree with Rabbi Kivega on? The what? Hagba also works for a get. Vishtay, you can't do Hagba. V'nasim biyada is also kidding. Hagba is also called V'nasim biyada. And therefore the Nesiva says, so don't call it Yad. Half the get's outside of a hand. Big deal, big spritz. Who cares? Half the get's out of a hand. So don't call it Yad. Call it Hagba. It's also good. The Torah says V'nasim biyada. Hagba, Yad, doesn't matter. Either one is a valid kinyan. So Rabbi say, the G'day Le'ayilam, G'aynei Ayilam, from Rabbi Kivega to Nesivus, are agreeing on one nekuda and radically disagree on a second nekuda. They're agreeing in Hukas Cheshim Mishpat, they're agreeing in terms of Hagdara Sakinyonim, that Yad is different than Hagba. Yad is what's inside your hands, Hagba is this even things that are outside your hands. But whereas Rabbi Kivega concluded that Hagba doesn't work for Gittin, and therefore the whole get must be inside your hand, and the Sefer says, no, Mapitam, it's not true. Rabbi Kivega is writing Cheshim Mishpat, but he's not writing Ebenezer. Because in Ebenezer, it has to be all the Ksiv, that's good enough. That's quite a machlokes. That's a very, very heavy machlokes between Rabbi Kivega and the Nesivus. That's pretty serious. Yochel and Nutko, whatever.
Exactly. It's closed in your hand. That the only question was if it's open in your hand and someone could take it. But like, even if someone stuffed it in your hand, not fully in your hand, it was still going to be.
Where did it say that? How do you know? There's a string that. How do you know what that get looks like in your hand? Is it fully folded in or is it only half folded? You can't tell. Do you realize the significance of this machlokes? Machlokes, the Nesivus and Rabbi Kivega. This whole machlokes started from our sugya. The Nesivus started the ball rolling because he's saying it all to the pshat in our Rashi. Not the Ketzoyis' pshat, not the Rav Rom's pshat, his own pshat in the Das Rashi sheet about Hagbo and Yad. But the Nesivus didn't go to that last resort, to that final chumra of Rabbi Kivega, to revamp all of Hukas Gittin. The Nesivus was willing to accept that Hagbo is also a valid way of giving a get. It's a story that's told that the Nesivus and Rabbi Kivega were once in the shul together. It was a Gabbai's nightmare because he had to decide who to give Shlishi to. So again, the way the legend goes is that they called up Rabbi Kivega for Shlishi, and Rabbi Kivega fainted. So it's not clear what's pshat the faint. It's a suffix. It's what the pshat the faint of Rabbi Kivega was. Did Rabbi Kivega intentionally faint because he wanted to take himself out of the picture? He faked the faint. Because he wanted to take himself out of the picture because he couldn't, you know, the Nesivis had to get the first Aliyah. Or Rabbi Kivega was a real authentic faint. He was so overwhelmed with the thought that such as that chutzpah that he should get Shlishi, Rabbi Kivega, he should get Shlishi in place of the Nesivis. He was so overwhelmed with that pacha to chodim that he just collapsed. So again, that wasn't there, I can't tell you. I imagine somebody revived him. I don't know, but that's all part of the story is not written up in the Svarim. But Baruch Hashem, all's well that ends well. I think the Nesivis got Shlishi. Maybe they made Hosaf on Tuesday. I don't know exactly what happened at the end of the game. Glila, I don't know exactly what happened at the end of the story. But just to give you an idea of who we're talking about here, Malan Nesivis, Rabbi Kivega. I'm not sure which godless we could see more. So the godless of the Nesivis that Rabbi Kivega would faint rather than take the Li in front of the Nesivis, or the godless of Rabbi Kivega that he couldn't be masig that he should get the Li in front of the Nesivis. I'm not sure how to interpret the story. They're both probably true. But this is what we have the schus to be done on. This machlek is Bailey Ailam. So Rabbi Sai, need some food for thought here. You have a whole week to think about this. Why, I can't tell you, but you have almost all week to think about this. All right? You see, this was going on. Eastern Europe, 1800s, this is what they're talking about, right? This was the hot topic. Somebody was talking about this after Minyan, right? Afterwards, after Shul was over, everyone recovered, so they went back to this discussion. What do you think this machlekes depends on? Can you use the kid and have call for a get or not? What do you think that depends on? What? Well, it's definitely related to this, no question about it. So we have to think about it. Okay? So again, so we have, this is all Rashi. We didn't even start the second half of the sugya. This is still understanding why Kinyan Yad doesn't make its grand appearance according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. So we have Tzoyce's version, the Dvavrom's version, we have the Nesivis' possibility, why Kinyan Yad doesn't appear on the page. We have yet to even begin to discuss the second half as to once Zalzayin Kinyan Hagbah does make it, and it fails miserably because it's beneath Tri Tvachim, we have no idea why Tri Tvachim is really important. I mean, we threw out a term called Lovin and Hukasuk and Erevin yesterday, but we were just kidding. We had no idea what that meant. So we have no idea what the Chisaron of less than Tri Tvachim is, and why there should or should not be a Chisaron, and is this Chisaron really true? Do Gemaras have anything to say about this topic? That's the whole second half of the Sugya. We are still working on the first, the Shiraim, the end of the first Sugya, why Kinyan Yad doesn't make its appearance, how that relates to the whole Sugya. So get there, and now this whole new Machlekes just resurfaced over here, just reappeared for us. This Machlekes between the Kivega and the Nesivis, all building on this Shittas Rashi, and the lack of Kinyan Yad in essence. Think about it a little bit. Next year is when? Monday?
Monday at 12.
Okay, good. Okay, so we'll dive in with that. Okay. Did anybody notice that the two sheets are the same difference? Did anybody notice that the two sheets are the same difference?